Well, good evening, and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. I am so happy and excited that you're here today, joining me both live and on the recording. You are listening to Carla McNeil on the terrific Tuesday teleclass. We're here every Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific talking about home-based business tips and social media marketing. And I want to thank you very much for taking the time, that most precious commodity time, and listening. I hope you had the opportunity to go and print out the action guide. Today's the first time we're going to do the Terrific Tuesday teleclass with an action guide. If you haven't had the opportunity to do it yet, you can go over to TTT-AG-20100928 and you can print out the action guide for today's Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And today's call. Hey, my website needs traffic. Everybody's website could use a little bit more traffic. I bet you even Google and Facebook right now are thinking about a little more traffic and trying to, you know, get number one position instead of number two and staying in number one and not dropping to number two. Everybody can use just a little bit more traffic. And what we're going to talk about today is just that. So my name is Carla McNeil, and you have joined me on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. My direct email is carla@butterflynetworking.com. That's BUTTERFLYNETWORKING.com. And you can send me your comments and your questions. I love hearing from you. It's so much fun to get those emails and comments on the blog. And I have a direct phone line, and that is 877-767-7544. So if you're too shy to put your hand up and ask a question live on the call, then please do feel free to send me an email. So, the scuba diver in me says, let's dive right into, hey, my website needs more traffic. And on page two of your action guide, we're starting with traffic. What does it actually mean to your business? When you have that online presence, the lifeblood, that blood flowing through is the traffic. And social media marketing is a way to have your traffic find you. There are so many baby boomers out there today taking the skills that we've all developed throughout all the careers and applying them to new businesses. And social media marketing is a way that you can generate traffic to your website and your new business so that your customers and clients can find you. So what does it mean to your business? People are going to see your message. They're going to find out who you are, what you have to offer. And you know what? They're going to watch. I have had a few clients that have said to me after we've done business, well, you know, Carla, I watched you for quite a while on social media. I saw you on Facebook. I saw you on Twitter. You're everywhere out there. And it allows people to kind of get to know you, to find out what it is that you're all about. And one of the big things is that you can become recognized as an authority in your niche. You're going to become well known. And the more internet traffic that you drive to your site, that you direct to your site, you'll become even more well known. Because The days of build it and they will come are gone, long gone. And that just does not work. But the good news is that it's getting traffic to your site gets easier and becomes faster as time goes by, as you are persistent and consistent in your presence online. What else does it mean to your business? It means more sales. More traffic means more sales. It really is that simple. The more eyes that are falling on your product and your service is going to equal more sales for you. Now, we all have the impression or would like to believe or would love to believe that our product is good for everyone, but that's never the case. Never the case. People are all at different times and places in their lives and their businesses, and they may not be ready for what it is you have to offer. Now, I teach social media marketing to clients, and originally that was all I was about, was teaching social media marketing. But then I found out that there was a lot of people who weren't ready to learn, who weren't ready to invest the time in learning. They didn't like doing it. They didn't want to do it. So now I also maintain accounts. So now I'm attracting a different bit of clients, and it's resulting in more sales. I know that there are people who are not even interested in my products or services at all. They're just not ready for it. And that's okay. But the more traffic you direct to your website, the more sales you will get, you will reap as a benefit. The third thing that traffic means to your business is that you're going to make more money, right? More sales, more money. When I started out, I had a coach who told me that I needed to do everything for free, and that was the way I had to build my business. That's not about the money. You need to do things for free. However, now I understand that that is not quite true. Without money coming in, I was unable to continue. It was costing me money to provide the information, to be able to store it online. So don't get caught in that trap. It really is. Making money is not a bad thing. As a business person, it's your responsibility to make money, and you must make money in order to stay in business. So more internet traffic to your site is going to result in more sales, and more sales is going to make you more money. Please don't get caught in that same trap I did, that it's you got to give everything away for free. That's not true. In order to survive, it's your responsibility to make money. So that are three things that traffic means to your business, okay? You can, with traffic, you're going to become recognized as an authority in your niche. It's going to result in more sales, and those sales are going to result in more money. So traffic, can you actually survive without it? Can you build it and they will come? Whether you're online, you're in a brick and mortar business, you must have people walking in the door or clicking on your page and clicking on your offer. Now, if you're following along on the action guide, traffic, or as it's sometimes called, Google juice, is what's going to make your site profitable over time. And it's also what's going to make your site less hands-on over time. I just recently was asked to do guest posts on someone else's Facebook page. And oh my gosh, it's such an honor. I'm thrilled to be able to do this. But guess what? For him, as he becomes, Jeff Herring, becomes even more of an authority in his niche, he's able to attract other people in to be posting content, quality content, on his sites. Means less hands-on for him, builds more credibility for me, demonstrates that Jeff Herring is someone who supports his students and other experts in his niche. So Google Juice is what's going to make you more profitable over time. And you must have people coming to your site, so you're going to have to learn how to attract them. And the best way to do that is to get in front of them. Think of getting in front of your traffic as the difference between a brick and mortar business on the corner of Hollywood and Vine in Los Angeles, or putting your store out in the middle of the Mojave Desert. How many folks are going to be walking in the door in those two different places? It's going to be like night and day, right? Totally like night and day. Your brick and mortar store will not survive without traffic. Your website will not survive without traffic. An example. When you think of Walmart and just how much traffic they get to their stores. And I think of Walmart because there's one in my neighborhood. We treat it as our corner store. But I want you to stop and think about the Walmarts that you've seen, that you've visited, or that you know about, and what's around the store. Here in our neighborhood, when that store went up, there was absolutely nothing around it. Absolutely nothing. And that was about 5 years ago. It was really an area in transition. There was a bunch of old sawmills and a storage yard for the insurance corporation where they put their wrecks and things like that. So it was really an area in transition. So there Walmart was all by itself. Just like sometimes that's where your website is, or your brick and mortar is, all by itself. But when you start to generate traffic to your site, guess what? Just like Jeff Herring getting other people to do guest posts on his fan page, Walmart has drawn in other stores. So now, over by Walmart, there is a thriving outdoor plaza. And there's probably, 50 or 60 stores over there. And it's busy. It's very busy over there. Because of their reputation, they did not sit there for that long. So they're now 160 to 100 stores over there. It's a thriving plaza. So what does that have to do with you and your small business? You're not a Walmart, right? I'm not a Walmart. What that means is that you can follow in the footsteps of Walmart. And you can put yourself in front of your traffic. You want to go to where the Walmart is in your niche. Whether that be a blog, a forum, many of the different social media things. You want to go there and put yourself in front of the traffic. And that means you're going to have to build a presence online. And when you're building that presence online, I want you to think about the people, the actual traffic, who those people are. Because there are going to be three types of people that are going to be coming to your site. And you want to be able to appeal to your specific target market. Now, you may not want to target all kinds of people in the beginning. You may just go after a very small niche and expand from there. So the three types of people who are coming to your site, number one, there are people who don't know anything about you. And this happened to me with Butterfly Networking. I had someone sign up for the 30 free tips that you can get there on Butterfly Networking. And she was recommending them to her friends. And she said, they're great tips. They're excellent. They've really helped me a lot. You got to go over there and do it. And her friend went over to Butterfly Networking. And she goes, well, whose site is it? You can't tell. There's nothing about anyone. It's like they're trying to hide. And when Charlene told me this, I went, whoa, let me go look. And do I want to have information and be prepared for people who don't know anything about me at all? And my answer was absolutely yes, I do. So what I have done is I have beefed it up a little bit about information about me myself. Now, it's still Butterfly Networking. I am actually going in the process of changing the header on the webpage, and I'm going to have a picture of myself there simply to address that specific issue. But my bigger picture is it's not about me. It's about social marketing. So I'm having to develop it so that it's also going to be easy to not necessarily market just me, but market the whole concept of learning and teaching and doing on social media. So one of the types of people who's going to be coming to your website are the people who know absolutely nothing about you. Do you or don't you want to have information, products, and services there for them? That's a call you have to make. Number two people, type of person that's going to be coming, are the people who are looking for you to show them how to do something. Now that I've got. That was kind of where I first started. Like, whoa, it was so challenging for me in the beginning with social media marketing that I just like, oh, many times I've said this before, I was ready to throw my computer out the window. But I persevered. And what the 30 tips are all about is learning how to do some of this stuff without overwhelming you all at once. So you get the 30 tips one day at a time. So that satisfies the need for people who are looking for you to show them how to do something. Then there are people who do not yet believe in what you're doing or what you have to offer, but they're searching. They're searching. So you can have little tidbits of information that are available. I do little videos on people who ask me questions. I do 1-2-3 minute videos. So people who are searching, who don't necessarily believe, can go in there and take a look. And actually then, you know what? There's that fourth type of person. There's that fourth person who knows exactly what they're looking for. They know who you are. They know they want to buy from you, and they just go to your website and buy. We all like to have more of those, right? You want to be able to leverage traffic from as many of those sources as you can. So, but if you're first starting out, pick the one that you're ready to start with. And then you can expand from there. You don't necessarily have to appeal to everyone all at once. You're never going to appeal to everyone. Just swallow that pill. It's just a fact. Because not everyone is ready for you, and not everyone is going to connect with you. So remember, all your efforts are going to build upon each other. And you can repurpose much of what you create for your website over on social media. Because social media marketing is a natural way to attract people with an initial low cost and a high return. So if you're following along on the action guide, that's the top of page 3, social media marketing is a way to attract people with an initial low cost and high return. So traffic, can you survive without it? No. The days of build it and they will come are definitely gone. You will have to learn how to get in front of that traffic and be able to drive it to your site. So that leads me to the next point on our action guide. We're still on page 3, and that's how to put yourself in front of the traffic. And social media marketing is just such an excellent way to do this. Just where it's easy to find where your potential customers and clients are hanging out, and then you go there and you make yourself known. You do this in such a way that you're informative, you're not intrusive, and you set yourself up to be that authority in your niche. That authority in your area of expertise. Now, I know how much I know. I didn't actually know this that well until I went to that niche affiliate marketing. And I know how much I know. But if you have no idea who I am, then you have no idea how much I know, right? So social media marketing is a way for you to put yourself out there in your niche where your customers and clients can find you. So I'm going to give you 5 things that you can do right now in order to put yourself in front of your target market and start driving traffic to your site. And the first one is blogs. Look for blogs within your niche. Check out and find out who's got lots of interaction, who's got lots of comments. Find out who are the authorities in your niche. Read the conversations. What's happening? Watch where you can make intelligent, informative comments, or you can ask questions specific to the post. Keep an eye on these blogs. I have a number of ways that I personally track the area, the experts in my niche, one of them being Google Alerts. So find out who these blogs are. Keep an eye on the conversation. And when you're there, when you're reading the comments, when you're reading the new posts, ask yourself, where can I add value? Don't go spamming and say, oh, great post. That's not going to set you up as an authority in your niche. So number one of the 5 places that you can look are blogs. Number 2, go to forums. Many people today join forums to get answers to their questions. Now, I personally use forums as a real go-to source in an area where I need some expertise. I belong to Warrior Forum for the computer, and I belong to a couple of social media forums. I belong to some WordPress forums, places where I can go to get my questions answered, and I can interact with other people in the same topic areas that I like to play in. Again, you want to watch in the beginning. You don't want to jump in like that bull in the china shop, because you know what? We never get a second chance to make a first impression. Never. So watch in the beginning and figure out where you can start maybe answering some questions. Right? Set yourself up as that authority. Get in there, watch the forums, find forums where you're going to be able to answer questions for people. Number three, something I learned from Joe Marsh down at NAMS is press releases. Now, a written press release is written material that announces an event, a new blog, a book, an article, something newsworthy. People are always looking for a good story. Just make sure that your press release isn't some glorified advertisement for your business. You really do need to write something newsworthy. Something where you're adding value. Same like your comments on the blogs, your answers in the forums, your posts in the forums. You want to add value. There are a number of press release sites out there, some that are free, some that charge money. So go out there and check them out. Do some research. Google it, right? Google's a great source of information. Number four, my particular favorite, is social media marketing. Social media marketing takes time to build your friends and following lists, but it is well worth it. On Facebook, you can join groups or pages where you know you will be involved, where you know that they provide good information. And it can be like a combination between a forum and a blog on Facebook, because not only are you going to see blog posts by the expert to whose fan page it is or Facebook page it is, but then you're also going to see other people in there asking questions. And you do not have to leave it up to the person who owns the blog or the Facebook page to answer the questions. In a lot of cases, the super duper busy ones, they are very grateful when you go in and answer questions for them. So social media marketing is really an excellent way to put yourself in front of your customers and clients. Twitter moves at a much faster pace than Facebook, but the concept is basically the same. You want to answer questions, ask questions, and post good information. And actually, as a surprise coming up next month, I believe it's October the 19th, but I'm not positive. Jeff Herring is going to be on the call, and he is going to talk about what kind of content you put in your posts and what kind of content that you tweet. And yes, it is October the 19th. So social media marketing is that other way to get yourself in there, answer questions, and post good information. Now, syndication is number five. I belong to a syndication group called Tribe Syndication Association. It's a group on Facebook as well. And here is where like-minded people have gotten together to spread each other's stuff. In turn, you syndicate their information too. So the power here is you get some real activity on your blog. People are commenting, people are retweeting your tweets, people are liking your Facebook page. Think of it in terms of that brick and mortar store. When it's empty when you walk by, or that restaurant is empty when you're out looking for a restaurant, are you likely to go in and eat or go in and browse? No. Versus when it's full and there's a real buzz happening. People are attracted to that. We're all attracted to that. That's just human nature. So you want to be able to create that buzz on your blog or your website. And in the beginning, that is definitely challenging. And tribe syndication is an absolutely excellent way in order to be able to do that. So those are five ways for you to be able to put yourself in front of your traffic: blogs, forums, press releases, social media marketing, and syndication. Hey, my website needs traffic. So there you go. There are some concepts, some big picture strategy thinking on how you can get traffic to your website. And now another bonus I have for you is with traffic can also come computer challenges and hackers. So what I've done is I have organized with Regina Smola from WordPress Security, who's going to come on the call on October the 12th. And she is going to talk about ways to make everything more secure for you with your blog. Because with all of this, you're going to have to learn. You may not do it yourself. Regina provides fabulous teachings and a do-it-for-you service. So she's going to be on the call on October the 12th. I'm really looking forward to that one. She is just a hoot. She's so much fun. Now, if you like what you've heard, I want you to go over to the blog, and up on that title bar across the top, there's a new button called Strategy Session with Carla. I want you to sign up. It's free. You're going to get half an hour of my time. We are going to talk specifically about your business. Just you and me, one-on-one. Go to butterflynetworking.com. Click on that Strategy Session with Carla and fill in your information. And you and I will get together on the phone and we'll talk about how you can take your business to the next level. That's butterflynetworking.com, and I'm looking forward to talking to you. And just make it an absolutely great week, and I'll hear you next time. Thank you.